I'm glad to welcome Michael Harris, who's the Deputy President of EuroCitizens. Hi there, Michael.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you here on Talk Radio Europe. Now, you organised a meeting in Madrid last Wednesday. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we organised a round table about the impact of Brexit on citizens, on Spanish citizens in Britain and on British citizens in Spain.
Yeah, this is the hot topic really, isn't it? Especially with the Lords making one amendment exactly on this.
Yeah. Finally it started to come out because for a long time, you know, everyone with Brexit had been talking about trade, the economy, customs, all that sort of thing, single market. But the people most affected by Brexit are citizens, UK nationals in Europe and EU nationals in Britain. And finally, you know, I mean, EU citizens in Britain is becoming more, got into the news recently, and even, you know, and even now, UK nationals, because we're stuck in the middle and we're the most affected, even though most of us couldn't vote.
Yes, indeed. If we'd been out of the UK 10 years, I think it was.
15,
yeah. Yeah. So who did you have there? You had some top-ranking politicians. I see you had a senator as well, José Montilla.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a government minister, and he was ex-president of Catalonia, and he's on the Brexit committee and the EU committee of the Senate and the Congress, so that's why we had him. And we also had an MEP called Enrique Guerrero, who's the vice president of the second largest group after the Popular Party group in the European Parliament, which is the, I think it's called the Progressive Alliance,
yeah,
which is social democrats and basically.
Yeah. What about Theresa May's comments so far? She said no agreement's better than a bad agreement.
Well, I mean, that not for us, it isn't it? For us, it's a complete disaster because no agreement means suddenly we walk off a cliff where when Brexit is declared, you know, I mean, that means we suddenly have absolutely no rights whatsoever as we become non-EU citizens overnight without anything whatsoever. And this is the problem. I mean, words like that, things like that, the sort of posturing in negotiations is causing huge amounts of uncertainty for UK nationals all around Europe. And I mean, in Spain is where we are, we're based. Yeah, because people don't know what's going to happen to their lives and, you know, what's going to happen with their pensions, their health care, their work, everything.
Yeah, it's it. And looking at the Spaniards, I see Españoles in El Reino Unido. Vanessa López Román was in your meeting. What was her opinion?
Well, I mean, one of the things is, I mean, as a group, Eurocitizens, we have sort of two objectives, which is, but one is to defend the rights of UK nationals, and secondly, to defend the rights of Spaniards in Britain. So we have, you know, that was our, we've been working with them as a group quite a bit, and that was why it was great that we could get Vanessa over. Basically, she was talking about the other side of the coin, how, you know, what the situation is like for Spanish nationals in Britain, and the kind of uncertainty they're facing. She added also things that fortunately we don't have to put up with here, which is sort of elements of xenophobia and people insulting people, you know, Spaniards in the street and things, which is disgraceful and you know, causes, you know, huge...
Why do you think this has happened since the result of the referendum? Because it's been widely reported.
Well, because suddenly people have felt it justified. I mean, probably people felt resentment against foreigners before, but then they suddenly felt sort of entitled, enabled to get away, do it, and get away with it. You know, and this part of the argument in the referendum was actually saying, well, you know, our main problem in Britain is immigration, and we don't want these foreigners here, and that obviously leads to, you're blaming one group, you're going to get people coming out of the woodwork like that. I mean, like the killer of Joe Cox, you know, for
example.
Yeah,
great, dreadful. Well, I suppose, I hope that's the minority. I think many people in the UK are well aware how much the Spanish nurses and doctors take part in the health service.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm aware, I agree with you. It is a tiny minority, but of course, this tiny minority can make people's lives very unpleasant. I mean, we also had this guy on Wednesday called Agustin Reollo from Spanish Union, and he's a doctor and expert in health. And he was talking about Spanish health workers, and not just doctors and nurses, but even sort of technicians and assistants or whatever. and that a lot of them will be coming back if things go wrong. So, you know, there'll be a lot of people flocking away from the NHS. So Britain will probably have more pensioners going back to Britain from Spain and other places, and they'll have fewer people to look after the hospitals.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I was talking to Sue Wilson from Remain in Spain, and she said exactly that, that the problems were that the pensioners were going back. She was telling me about a big demonstration later this month in London,
yeah.
And they're sort of saying the pensioners might be coming back. They're going to have the bus and have to swap the slogans around, as it were. But, yeah, it's an interesting thing. I wonder, what do you think will happen now? Do you think that the Lords, there's a debate in the House of Commons, I believe, on Monday. What do you think is going to happen there?
I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to say. I mean, it looks like the government will probably kind of push it through by hook or crook, sort of bullying their own MPs, really, because they do have a majority. So if they want to, they can get it through. And our problem with politicians is that they're not listening to us. You know, we've tried to get in touch with the British government. We wrote to David Davis in the Department of Brexit a month ago, and they haven't replied to us. That's Eurocitizens and lots of other groups like Remain. And for example, 2 weeks ago there was a parliamentary committee visiting Madrid, and we wanted to, about Brexit, and we wanted to meet them, but they said no, they were too busy with commercial things. And it's one of the problems is that as UK nationals, as emigrants or expats, we're forgotten about. You know, we're ignored. There are a lot of stereotyping about us that people, you know, that we're sitting around swimming pools drinking gin and tonics.
Yeah.
And it's a bit. It's like the other side of the coin to the sort of attacks on immigrants in Britain. You know, immigrants in Britain are meant to be bad, and emigrants are also bad. Though we've often been, you know, people working to the benefit of our own country.
Yeah. So these people in Madrid presumably just interested in money and what's going to happen there.
No, I mean what I'm saying is that the British press has this attitude that people who go and live, Britons who go and live in Spain are on holiday, and who cares about them anyway? But you know, there are a lot of very hard-working families who've made their lives here. They're working, as I said, often for benefit for British companies or the British government. And they're basically being ignored. I mean, the fact that we can't vote, you know, other countries, Spain, France, all look after their immigrants a lot better than Britain does.
Yeah, yeah. So in the next few months, this is going to go on for a while. You've got some key messages which you want to repeat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, we want to stop being bargaining chips. We want to stop being political footballs in the middle of something which is going to be very complex and could end in tears. And what we want is we want to maintain. We're not asking for anything new. We're just asking to maintain the EU citizenship rights that we've got. And that's a lot more than just residence or work permits. You know, the whole things that are related to the qualifications, to pensions, to healthcare, etc., which we, a raft of stuff, which means that we can live here quite easily, you know, and we'll live here as other citizens, you know, and work hard, live a life out in the EU.
Yeah. Well, supposing we're looking at 27 countries here, do you believe that Mariano Rajoy and Theresa May will establish a reciprocal attitude?
Well, I mean, that happens if negotiations fail between Britain and the EU, really, because I mean, the whole thing is that it's going to be done through Barnier, through the EU Commission. And so presumably national governments will be feeding into, you know, European governments will be feeding into the Commission what they want. But there, it'll be one negotiation from that. And, of course, if it falls to pieces, well, that's where the bilateral stuff will have to come, you know,
yeah.
When Rajoy will have to speak to Theresa May. And I mean, on that level, of course, there's the element of Gibraltar. But I mean, in general, I think it would, you know, benefit obviously clearly the benefit of both countries for things to be done in a civilized way.
Yeah. So can I just to finish with today, that meeting on Wednesday, were you optimistic at the end of it? Did you feel more positive that this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for two reasons really, because. Firstly, we felt that we're getting support. We're getting support from the European Parliament. We're getting support from politicians. And various other people have, you know, pledged, but the European movement has helped us an awful lot. And secondly, we're beginning to get our message heard because, you know, we have felt that it's that UK nationals have been forgotten about, and we are getting into, you know, newspapers, radios, and things, and that's great because we're hopefully after a while politicians in Westminster will start listening and saying, well, aha, there's 1.2 million people. That's the number of people who live in Birmingham. Now you can't ignore Birmingham. But you can ignore 1.2 million people outside Britain, probably because they don't have a vote.
Yeah, but they must be worried about the pensioners going back. That's the big threat, I think, on the horizon.
But I mean, they shouldn't be worried about the pensioners going back. I mean, they should be worried about the pension people's lives and
yes,
how and people's suffering. I mean, it's purely economic. You think, oh, we're worried because we've got more pensioners for our national health system. But what about people's lives? You know, what about people's lives being ruined, people being separate, families being separated, and people having to uproot their things, not going back to Britain with, you know, with no money after their house price has gone down, you know, vastly. That's what they should be worrying, you know, more about rather than macroeconomics. Why don't they start worrying about people?
People on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I was seeing the people who were working in the UK and applying now for permanent residency. They're getting rejected in huge numbers, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, there's a policy of kind of deliberate hostility towards immigration in the Home Office, which was instituted by the previous Home Office minister, who, of course, is now Prime Minister. And that means that, you know, you make it as difficult as possible for people to get residence. And that's what's happening now to Europeans who are applying, yeah.
Yes, yeah, I was reading that. Well, thank you, Michael Harris. I wish you well. Keep me in touch, will you? And if we can give you any more publicity, if you've got any rallies or meetings that we can get people to, that would be great.
Brilliant, we will do, Howard. That's very... Thanks very much for letting us speak. Yeah?
Yes.